medical advisor from South Strand Internist, or actually today, Strand Urgent Care in Myrtle Beach. We always talk with Dr. Adler, or today, Dr. J. Vance Vandergriff. And our topic today is going to be about the benefits of exercise. Now, I know you're immediately thinking right off the bat, well, that's something we've heard about, you know, enough. Actually, there are some surprising benefits you may not be aware of. In fact, you just surprised me a little bit before we went on the phone. Good morning, Dr. Vandergriff.
Good morning.
Now, as I was telling you, every time we do this show, we've been doing this show for years, near the end of every discussion of every malady, there always seems to be the same same factors. Don't drink, don't eat too much, and get plenty of exercise. So I know it's one of those things that people can kind of just let it go in one ear and out the other. But there are some surprising benefits of exercise, because everybody thinks, you know, hey, I'm trying to lose weight. I think that's what the first thing comes to mind. You're exercising to lose weight or maintain a good weight. But there's actually other benefits as well.
Yes, I'm just reading a new article, two recent studies that came out. One was a study in Europe with the benefit of exercise on anxiety and depression, found that there was a up to 15% decreased risk of depression in patients that were exercising. There was also a study out of Canada that showed there was a improvement in lung function for people with emphysema and COPD. And that doesn't really surprise me, because we oftentimes will see patients that get put into pulmonary rehab after they get diagnosed with these conditions, or they're getting out of the hospital for some prolonged lung disease. And pulmonary rehab, cardiac rehab, those are just basically a regimented exercise program at a hospital setting with a nurse being there instead of a physical trainer. So we've known the benefits in cardiac disease and lung disease in the past, and this sort of just corroborates that you know, people need more exercise. And I think that it makes sense also from depression and anxiety that if we exercise more, we're going to release our natural endorphins that gives us those highs when we exercise, and that's going to help with getting improvements in mood. You're probably going to be outside more, and just people get depressed and anxious oftentimes because they're not doing anything, and that's depressing to just sit around and not do anything all day.
Yeah, I've always we used to do a lot more shows that centered or at least mentioned the link between physical and mental health, but we haven't talked about it much lately. But I do find it interesting that exercise can help with depression and anxiety. There's definitely a link between physical and mental health, and I don't know. You know, you're mentioning releasing these endorphins. I don't know what else is. There's got to be other ones that I'm unaware of, but it's an amazing thing that people who get depressed, that you do seem to think about them, you know, just sitting down, not being active, not doing any exercise or any physical movement at all. You know, a lot of times people are going to the doctors, getting on prescriptions for stuff, spending a lot of money when some exercise could actually help out quite a bit.
True, and this is where we see patients as they get into retirement age. That's another problem, is when they were working, they had a purpose. You know, I got to get up, I got to go to work. I mean, even if you hated your job, you still had a purpose today.
Mm-hmm.
Today I got to get up and get ready and go do something. Well, now I'm retired. I don't need to get ready. So why do I need to get out of bed early? Why do I need to go take a shower? Why do I need to go do anything? And so that even feeds that depression more, that inactivity does.
And, you know, another thing that you hear about people, we've done shows on sleep before, and people say, I'm not sleeping well through the night. Get some exercise. And it kind of seems counterintuitive that, you know, I don't want to, you know, get out and move around and get all worked up and everything, but, you know, tiring yourself out is a good way to get some sleep.
Well, then for the sleep thing, it's better to exercise earlier in the day, not exercise and then try to go lay down, because that does ramp you up a little bit, but
right. But
the exercise overall, I mean, it's pumping the blood. It's going to help with your cardiovascular disease. It's going to help with getting the heart rate better. You're going to have better blood pressure. You have better weight control. There's proof that it helps with chronic arthritis. There's proof that it helps with fibromyalgia patients and other chronic pain patients. So there's a lot of benefits that exercise can do, and guess what? it's free.
Yeah, it's free. That's the best part about it. It doesn't have to be covered by insurance. Now, I'm already starting to hear, we're getting in later into the year, I'm already starting to hear that flu shots are available. I've heard commercials on the radio for this. Is there any benefit between, let's just say, our total immune system and exercise? Anything there that would, you know, because I hate being sick. I might actually exercise if you could tell me it would help prevent me from getting the cold or the flu.
Oh, sure. You know, again, we're talking about our natural immunities, our responses. When you are healthier, you're going to have less risk of getting sick. And that whole, we mentioned about the mental health and the physical exercise, but there's also the physical benefit when you're exercising. And that's obviously going to transfer into help prevention of diseases, whether it's an illness or whether it's a natural disease that you may have inherited and have other risk factors for.
That's pretty interesting. There you go. Let's talk about getting into exercise. Now, you were mentioned earlier, somebody's been laid up in a hospital for weeks in a bed. They're obviously going to need, you can't just jump out of the bed and, you know, start hopping along. You're going to have some therapy there. But let's talk about getting into exercising for someone who has not been exercising. You don't want to just jump into it because, you know, if you start trying to do too much too fast, you can actually get hurt.
Yes, true. You know, if you want to get into exercise and you have any chronic medical problems, talk with your health care provider. Make sure that they approve you to go exercise. And if there are certain medical conditions, they may want you to do your exercise routine with a specialist that can help watch you and monitor you, and whether it be like a cardiac rehab setting. But if you have good health and you've just been inactive, then, you know, start slow. Start with 10 or 15 minutes a day and then work your way up as you build your endurance up. We really want you working towards about an hour 5 days a week. And that's going to give you the best benefit, because it takes about 15 minutes of exercise to get your heart rate up. And once your heart rate is up, it takes about 30 minutes to 45 minutes to get the benefit of that increased heart rate and the bonus of those natural responses and decreasing inflammation and those things that happen when you exercise.
You know, whenever I'm doing show prep, and I do it daily for this show, I read tons and tons of medical studies, and I can't remember off the top of my head the exact numbers, but I'm increasingly seeing studies talking about the dangers of sitting. And they're saying that, you know, sitting is actually killing us. It's taking years off our life. We've become so sedentary in our lifestyle, not just at work. Everybody's sitting behind computers, it seems now. But when we get home, you know, we've got remotes for the TV. We really, we've got so much technology that's come into our lives, and it's really taken a toll on us physically, and it kind of sneaks up on us. I don't think folks think about it as much.
No, that's true.
I guess folks need to start thinking about moving around a little bit more. Take the radio headphones with you. Get out for a good walk. Talk to your health care provider, especially if you want to get started in a new exercise routine, especially if you're trying to get something in particular done instead of overall healthy living, I guess I'll say. I almost talked myself into a corner there. If you don't have a health care provider, you can always call Strand Urgent Care. They're located in Myrtle Beach near Carolina Forest, right off of International Drive. You can call them 843-945-3030. A reminder that our shows are now being podcast available on the website, and you can get to the South Strand Internist website simply by going to our website, wezv.com. Dr. Vandegrift, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
I guess I should say I've got to run now.